Welcome to the Courtney Gray Podcast, the show for women who are ready to create an even more amazing life than the one they have already lived. I'm your life and business coach, Courtney Gray, and each week I'm going to be teaching you how to get what you want, how to get clarity, think bigger for your life, and realize you determine your happiness and purpose. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast, episode number 43, Signs You Are Ready for Change. I'm so happy to have you here. It is a gorgeous day as I look out my window. I love a sunny, beautiful day, and it's a beautiful day here today. Basketball season has started. My husband is a basketball coach at the college level, so he's a basketball coach for Chico State. It's so fun this time of year. If they're on the road, I listen to the games, and the guy who calls the games is absolutely amazing. So I feel like I'm could close my eyes and I'm literally watching the game. He's so good at calling it. And then of course, if they're here in town, I get to go to the games live. So basketball season's here. That's so fun. My jewelry business is kicking. It is the time of year when people are buying gifts. So I've got all that happening. I've just signed a few new clients that are starting. One started last week, one starting this week. That's so fun. And I'm getting ready for my free workshop that is going to be this podcast is going to hit on Tuesday, so the workshop is going to be on November 17th. So you still have 2 days to sign up for it, and there are links everywhere. You can go to my website, CourtneyGrayCoaching.com. You can go to Instagram, the show notes for this podcast. The link everywhere to join my free live workshop is everywhere. And you're going to want to be there. If you love this podcast, seeing me live do a workshop is even more fun and powerful, and it's all about how to finally start following through with that thing. And you know what that thing is, that thing that you keep telling yourself you're going to do, and then you don't do, and then you like kick yourself in the butt, and then you say you're going to do it again, and then you don't do it again, and then you're frustrated. Yeah, it's a circle of crazy. We're going to stop that madness. And I'm going to teach you how to finally start following through. And I've done this work in my own life. It's so powerful. The cool thing is when you start following through with that one thing that you want. And so I'll give you examples for in me and my life, it's been before eating the way I want to eat, working out when I want to work out, getting up earlier in the morning, only having a certain amount of drinks when I go out for dinner, only or eating a certain thing, showing up for my business when I have something on the calendar and I show up to do it, recording this podcast when I put it in my calendar and I say I'm going to do it. I mean, whatever it is you are wanting to follow through with, let's start doing it. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? So that's what basically this workshop is going to be. And it's going to be powerful. I have a bunch of people already signed up and I know it's going to be great. So I welcome you to join me. So I have been getting a lot of consults lately, which I love doing. And after I talk with these women, I've talked to them about the changes they want to make in their lives. I ask them a bunch of questions. What hasn't worked? Why are they stuck? We talk about how I can help them and what it would look like to hire a private coach. And then I have something now that I say to everyone I have a consultation with. I tell them, you're probably excited and you're probably also kind of anxious at the same time. Or maybe you're a little bit freaked out. Yes, do not be alarmed. This is how it's supposed to be. That is exactly how you're supposed to be feeling. And the first time I kind of on a whim got the idea to say this is because I could tell that is exactly what she was experiencing. And this was months and months and months ago during a consult. And I thought, that wasn't really what I was planning on saying to a potential client, but I just said, hey, I think that you're kind of freaking out a little bit right now. And just so you know, you should be freaking out right now because you're going to your next level. You are finally investing in yourself and you are going to make your dreams happen. And you're having all this doubt and I don't know. And you're having doubt about me. You're having doubt about you. You're having doubt about the process. You're having doubt about whether the time's right. And I don't know if I can do this and all of that. Yes, totally normal. So the first time I said this, I could tell she was immediately relieved. She kind of felt seen that I was telling her that what you're feeling is actually how you're supposed to be feeling if you are creating a bigger life for yourself. If you are not doing something big, you wouldn't be going to your next level. You wouldn't be nervous at all. But for most people, feeling nervous or anxious or having doubt is like a stop sign. they consider doing something new, something that will like shake up their life, and they get nervous and they don't like that nervous feeling. They want to feel confident before they make the change. They want to feel clear before moving in the direction of like a desire that they hold. And it's actually the opposite. It's taking one step in order to build confidence. It's like that. I've said this quote before. It's just one of my favorite quotes from Martin Luther King. You don't need to see the whole staircase. You just need to take the first step. But we want the damn staircase, do we not? We want to see all of it before we take a step. And that is just not the way. So your life is changing constantly, always, right? Things are happening constantly, circumstances constantly changing. You might as well be the creator of your change. You might as well steer your own ship. So that is the first sign. The first sign you're ready for change I'm talking about is if you're feeling excited and nervous at the same time for something. If you think of something you want to do in your life and you're waiting to just feel excited about it and confident, but you feel a little bit nervous, I want to assure you, you are ready for change. Number two, that you assign that you are ready for change in your life, you can't stop thinking about it. It seems kind of obvious, right? You can't stop thinking about this thing that you want. And maybe even sometimes you debate and negotiate with yourself about the importance of it. You know, I know that I've had friends that I've talked to where they will say, you know, I really want to start doing this, but oh, it really doesn't matter. And I'm kind of old anyways, and I really don't have that much time anyways, and really doesn't matter. But then they keep thinking about it. So you have to ask yourself, if something keeps coming back up for you, does it really not matter? To me, if something keeps coming back up, it really matters to you. To me, it's a sign that you're ready for that change. Number three, you're searching for clarity. And you're like researching, you're listening to podcasts about it, you're getting books about it, you're talking to people about it, you're considering, you're just open, constantly like really looking to be clear. You're ready for change. It sounds like you know you want the change, you've already decided that. It sounds like you need to just put one foot in front of the other. Make a tiny decision. Number four. You know you're ready for change if you feel stuck making a decision. And maybe you're waiting, but yet you've been waiting for like 3 years and you keep kind of waiting and you keep waiting for things to be just right. You keep waiting again for that feeling of it's time, that feeling of everything is aligned. I feel confident. There's no questions. There's no doubt. Have you ever felt that way? Where you feel like making a decision should feel amazing, and I'm just gonna wait. And did you know something about decisions? That the more you make them, you actually get better at making decisions. One little thing you can do if you're the type, I make very quick and powerful decisions, but if you're the type of person that has a hard time making decisions, one thing you can do is you can literally just start making more of them. So like if your family, every Friday night, you go out to dinner, you just say everybody, hey, everyone, I think I'd like to go to Mexican food. Let's go to Tres Hombres. Decision made. And knowing that your family's going to be like, oh, I don't know. I wanted Mexican. I wanted Chinese. I wanted that. Not decision. I've made it. Make a decision. I have a lot of women when I'm selling my jewelry at the farmer's market, I have a lot of women that come up and they will look around and they'll be there for over an hour and it will take them a long time to make a decision. And sometimes they even say, okay, I'm going to think about it and then I'm going to come back next week. And there's been women doing this for a month that never end up making a decision. It could be that the decision's already made, that they just don't want to buy anything. But for a lot of people, they just have a hard time making a decision. Or I'll get women that'll come and they'll say, let me text my friends. I want to text all my friends and see what they think about making a decision. So start making more decisions in your life. Even if it's making decisions to drive a different way to work or make a decision, making a faster decision about what you want to wear in the morning. Or just kind of owning your decisions more as you go throughout your day. You actually strengthen your decision-making muscle. Number five. Signs you are ready to make a change. You literally keep getting signs. Now, I call them signs. I have a girlfriend that calls them God winks, whatever. Like, you know, you'll get signs, intuition, God winks. And the only thing stopping you from moving forward is you're nervous. Like, that's the only thing stopping you moving forward. Maybe you need money for something. Maybe you want to join a gym, or you want to start a business, or you want to do something to your house. You have the money for it, so that's already there, but you're just nervous. Maybe you have a spouse or a partner that they totally support you for making the change, but you're just nervous. So you keep getting these signs, but then the only thing stopping you is you're nervous. That is a sign that you're ready to go. Number six, you are tired of yourself having the same conversation in your head over and over again. I've felt this way many times in my life. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm tired of having this struggle. I'm tired of telling myself that I want something, telling myself I'm going to do it, deciding Monday's the day I'm going to do it. Monday comes, and then I don't do it because I say I don't want to in the moment. And then I actually tell myself I really don't want this. And I change my mind, I don't really want this anyways. And then I change plans, don't do what I really had set out to do. And then the next day, or maybe an hour later, depending on what it is I didn't do, I have a regret. And I'm tired of myself. And I feel like I'm almost two different people. Have you ever felt that way? It's like you're almost two different people. You're the woman that's like, yes, we can do this. I'm on fire. Let's go. And then in the moment, it's like you're a totally different person. You're tired of yourself. That's a sign that you're ready for change. Number seven, you've done a lot of looking outside of yourself and you still haven't made a change. And what I mean, again, back to listening to podcasts, reading books, asking friends, looking to see what other people are doing in the area that you want to change. You're looking outside of yourself for the answers. It's time to make a change. But at this time, in order to make a change, you need to look inside yourself. You need to really try to figure out what is stopping you and have a conversation with yourself. Do I really want this change? And to me, if a lot of these resonated with you, the fact that it keeps coming back for you means you do want it. But you need to look inward and really have a conversation with yourself and say, do I really want it? Why do I really want it? How would I feel when I get it? What do you believe about change? That's kind of a broad question, but think about that for a minute. What do you believe about change? And what do you believe about like decisions that have to happen in order to make change happen? Do you believe that change takes a long time? Do you believe that change kind of should be slow? Do you believe that change should be like you go into it very, very carefully because there's a lot of risk involved? Do you believe you can change even though maybe in this area that you keep thinking of, you haven't had success in the past? So maybe you think change is hard. Sometimes when we have not had success with something, we really keep looking back to the fact that I've never been able to change. I've never been able to do something. I've never gotten clarity. I've never really done what I've wanted to do in this area. And so what that does is we're just finding evidence to prove that we can't do it in the future. I really believe that there are unlimited experiences and opportunities that open up for us when we are willing to put down what we have been doing and the life we have been living and open up to new possibilities. It's that whole idea of spending all this time thinking about how it's always been for us, how we always have had a hard time making change or having a hard time making decisions, but spending time thinking, what if that is how I've done things, but now I'm going to look to my future and do things differently? Unlimited experiences, unlimited opportunities open up for us if we start looking towards the future. Sometimes to start the process of change, it's just taking a tiny step in a different direction. One thing I want to offer is sometimes when someone wants to make a change, they feel like it has to be a complete explosion of their life as they know it. And I just don't think that has to be the case. Sometimes you really can almost, before you even move forward too much, you can just kind of let go of something you've been doing in the past. And maybe you don't even exactly know all the changes you want to make, but you know, you don't want to do what you've been doing. You want new thoughts, new behaviors, new ideas. And we need to make space for them first. And sometimes by letting go of some of the things you've been doing can open up space to creating new ideas and maybe even getting more clarity to make change in your future. So how can you make space for change in your life? What might you be ready to give up? What might you be ready to stop doing? And if you're hearing this podcast and you're like, you know what, I feel like I am really ready for change, I want to encourage you to stop being afraid of what could go wrong by making this change and get excited for what could go right. Again, we spend a lot of time thinking in the negative. It's kind of, I think, how our brain protects us. But let's not think about how this could go badly. Let's think about how this could go great, especially if you're just taking a little step. For so many of us, the change can be so slight and simple at first, and it could really be a ripple effect for creating more powerful change in your life. But spend time getting excited for what could go right. How this could be like the impetus to a whole new you, a person who's a little nervous to do something, but does it anyways just because she wants to. If you saw yourself in some of these signs that you are ready for change, you are going to want to come to my workshop. I'm excited about it. It's going to be powerful. I will be live coming to you on Thursday and we can work on these together, and I will teach you how you can say you're going to do something, then when it's time to do it, actually do it and be really excited to make that change. Have a great Tuesday. If you are ready to create an even more amazing life for yourself, if you are ready to get clarity and get moving, I would love to have a conversation with you. I coach women privately one-on-one and am currently offering consultations to talk about working together. Click the link in the show notes or find me on social and at my website, CourtneyGrayCoaching.com.